USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Unvaccinated people continue to fill hospitals around the country as the number of COVID cases rises. Recent numbers suggest more people are getting vaccinated, though. That's encouraging to those like CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who has been pushing vaccines since taking office 6 months ago. Walensky yesterday telling Fox News, you can trust the vaccine.
We have vaccinated 164 million Americans. So we have an extraordinary amount of data since December as we started getting vaccinating people, and we've been able to find very, very rare signals when they've occurred, and so I have extraordinary confidence in the safety of these vaccines.
Japan, meanwhile, extending a state of emergency as COVID cases rise during the Olympics. Time runs out to extend a federal eviction moratorium. Efforts to extend it failing yesterday as House Democrats can't get enough support. The moratorium expires at midnight while the House begins a six-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.